You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9 is speaking to Hu Chi Min and Cheryl Tay, alumni of IATS Forum, in our Aiming for Alpha segment. Cheryl, what is IATS?
Morning, Frida. IATS is actually a training program which was established through a personal grant from Soichiro Honda, the founder of Honda Motor Corporation. And the whole idea of the program is that it's bringing participants from different ASEAN countries, including Malaysia, to come to Japan and to address current issues facing ASEAN and Japan.
Okay. And what does IATS stand for?
IATS stands for the International Association of Traffic Science and Safety, which is actually an association or unit under Honda Corporation.
All right. And Jimin, when people first hear of IATS, right, Do they get misled about this forum because of the name sometimes?
Definitely, because IATS it talks about traffic, and everybody misunderstand what it stands for. Actually, the IATS forum give us opportunity to be trained as a leader. It's a leadership program.
How did you discover IATS?
Myself.
Yes.
I was reading the paper, the Star, and then I come across an advertisement, and it says a scholarship opportunity to go to Japan and to learn about leadership. And that's how I get into the ads.
All right. And what about you, Cheryl? How did you discover that?
I also saw it through a newspaper advertisement, actually. But of course, these days, we realize not many people read newspapers. So we're also using different channels of communicating to people, like using the internet, web, Facebook.
Okay. And when did you go for the exchange program?
Well, it seemed like yesterday. I realize now I went in 1997, so that makes it like 12 years ago.
So they offer it for 12-year-olds too?
Oh, well, yes. Thank you, Frida.
And yourself, Chi Min?
I just came back. I went for the IATS forum last year, end of last year, between September to November.
Okay, so you just came back a couple of months ago. So in your experience having gone, why is it so unique?
It gives you an opportunity to meet people, to learn. You basically have an opportunity to meet people around ASEAN and Japan. And for my batch, during one of the program, the cultural exchange, we work together with the Brazilian, the Chinese, and as well as the Japanese themselves. It's a great opportunity for cross-cultural learning experience.
Are you expected to speak Japanese?
No.
And so you're actually in Japan. Which part of Japan are you in for this program?
We're in a place called Suzuka. And if you're an F1 fan, you'll recognize it as the home for, you know, where the F1 is held in Japan every year, but used to be held anyway.
And you're gone for how long is the program?
When I went, I was actually, I guess, very lucky because mine was a 70-day program. But Jimin's gone for, it's been cut to a 55-day program now.
Okay, so you're just there and it's a scholarship. It's all expense paid.
All expenses paid.
How lovely. And how many Malaysians, when did this start, this program?
Now, the program started in 1985 with the first batch, which was all Malaysians. And then in 1991, they opened it up to different ASEAN countries. So now we have a mixture of participants at each forum. And to date, we have 155 alumni, including Chi Min. And we currently have two people who are there now attending the forum, and two people will be going end of this year.
And that's for Malaysians. Do you have the figures for all the participants?
It's over 700 for all of ASEAN.
Okay. I'm speaking to Hu Chi Min and Cheryl Tay, alumni of IATS Forum, in our Aiming for Alpha segment on BFM 89.9. So how has it benefited you personally, Cheryl?
Okay. For me, when I returned, I had a much broader perspective of the world around me. You know, I was educated in Australia, so I have a bit of an Australian perspective on things. When I came back, it was Malaysia, and I had never had interacted with anyone from any of the other ASEAN countries. But this gave us an opportunity to live with them for basically the 3 months I was there and to learn more about them. And for job-wise, when I came back, I got a job in a regional position later because of the experience I gained of getting to know all these people. So that was very useful.
Okay, so you were working at that time when you applied for this?
Yes, I was.
Okay, and was it difficult to convince your employer to send you?
Well, they were very excited that I was going. But I also decided at that point to resign from the position because I wanted to transition to something new at that time. And so I went to Japan basically without a job. But it allowed me to also, it gave me a good opportunity to think of what I wanted to do with my career at that time. It was a good turning point for me, and the program helped me grow.
And what about you, Chi Min? How has it benefited you?
A lot. The program not only give you, how would I say, professional development, it gives you personal development. When I was there, I was given the opportunity to basically experience, to learn to lead, to manage, and to learn to be led by people from different background, from different culture, from different experience and exposure. And that is fantastic. I mean, you learn to see a lot.
All right. And, you know, what do you currently do now, Chi Min?
At the present moment, I am still with the Royal Malaysian Navy as a legal officer.
Okay. And you, Cheryl, what are you doing now?
I've recently started my own consulting firm, and I'm a knowledge management consultant.
Okay. So this is, and definitely from your experience in the forum, this has actually helped you in your, whatever you're doing right now?
Oh, definitely. Because the experiences that we went through were so rich. And the ties that we have now, the bonds we have with the ASEAN people, we learn things from a totally different perspective, you know. Our ideas are growing. And we also have a lot of opportunities to do, I guess, business, you know, across the borders now. Because, you know, you might have a good idea and you can chat about it to a friend overseas. And they might say, oh, there's something like that in their country. So you... A very broad perspective you'll have.
You've got a larger network of people to
Definitely.
Work with as well.
Mm-hmm.
What's so unique about the program is that the age is actually, it extends to an older age, right?
Yes.
Okay.
There's so many exchange programs out there where it's geared for students, you know, and or young teenagers, university. And I think you have a very idealistic view of the world when you're in university. And this is the only one of the few programs, I think, that actually you have to have working experience. That means you have to have been out there in the real world.
At least for how long?
2 years. And then, you know, you apply for this program. So you can bring some working experience from the real world with you to the program.
Okay. And Chi Min, how has this made you more appealing as an employee?
Well, I can tell my employers mm-hmm. that I'm more... exposed, I am more sensitive towards other cultures, other learning experience, and people from diverse background. Those people can give you and even, how would I say, those people have their own background experience that can be enriching to myself as well. And that really grooms me to be a all-rounder, and that is great.
Anyone else from the Navy, from other countries in the forum?
During my batch, there's no Navy, but there's a civilian army from Singapore.
All right. And for you, Cheryl?
Well, during my time, we were quite diverse. We had lecturers. My best friend, who's from Bangkok, is an environmental scientist specializing in wastewater management. Someone I probably would never have met, you know, if I was here. And we had people who were also from the government sectors. The participants from Malaysia who went with me, one of them was from Proton, one of them was a lecturer at MARA, and one of them was also an environmental consultant. So the people have such diverse backgrounds.
Okay.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. You're listening to BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
I'm Sita Hu Chi Min and Cheryl Tay, alumni of IATS Forum, in our Aiming for Alpha segment on BFM 89.9. So what are the selling factors for employers to send their employees?
Well, number one, it's a totally sponsored program. So, you know, it's a very good training program to me. We were talking about it just now, and we said that so many times employers send employees for team building to help them build leadership qualities. And most of the time, they can only spare them for, what, a week, 2 weeks the most, to help them, you know, inculcate all these leadership qualities. This is a program where you are all thrown into a culture that you don't know. And it's not an artificially controlled environment. It's real. And Chimin was also saying that your weaknesses will be magnified. And so will your strengths. And you might, you know, leadership qualities in you will arise that you might not know you had. So, you know, these are things that when you come back 2 months later, it's qualities that you'll have for life.
Yeah, and there are no cost to the employer.
And there's no cost to the employer. And definitely be personal growth. The person will come back definitely much more confident. And depending on what business and industry you're in, there's also the business ties that have been built. And not just with the fellow participants, because the alumni is very strong as well. We meet every 2 to 3 years. And we're on Yahoo groups that we can write to each other. So it's, you know, sometimes I get a mail coming through and say, oh, hi, I'm visiting Malaysia. And all the alumni will come and meet this person, you know, even though they weren't from
all 155.
Well, maybe not all, but, you know, like a good majority. You know, it doesn't mean that we only mixing with people from our own batch. You know, it's across the board because there's a bond that ties us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything you'd like to add to that, Chimin?
Oh, yes. The EATS form, it's really an amazing experience. When I was there, try imagine you were given the opportunity to meet people from, for my batch, Army Training Officer. I have a parliamentarian officer who works in Thai. I have a guy from Philippines who have 3 PhDs in environment. He get his first PhD at 21 years old. And all these people, you were given the opportunity to mix around and also lead them to a common objective, which is totally out of your normal work experience or your
comfort
education,
zone.
Your comfort zone. And this is extremely great.
It was priceless.
Yeah. Priceless, exactly.
You'll learn that, you know, being a leader isn't about how much you know, but it's the ability to lead people. You know, because sometimes you might be a leader of a group in a topic you have absolutely no idea about, and then you find that someone there in your group who could be, you know, 4 or 5 years younger than you, but he's an expert in that.
Exactly.
So, but you are the leader of the group, so you have to also learn how to manage that. Then you realize it's not how much you know, because he's an expert, but it's leading the people, and that's the, you know, the true quality.
What was that one project that you did that was completely something that you were not used to when you were at the forum?
Well, when we were there, when I was there, we could choose our own projects. And we did a project on, we had to answer a question, which was, what would Suzuka be like if the circuit wasn't there? Okay. So we actually had to go out and interview the residents of Suzuka who don't speak any English. So we needed, you know, assistance. People would help us with translations and we'll talk to them and then we'll compile. And then we also did recommendations for the circuit, you know, on how they could improve as well. And I think Chimin was saying, like, he's seen some of the improvements. We're hoping it's from our group, you know. Yeah. Not sure what Chimin did. What did you do?
Oh, myself. At the end of the program, basically the ES Forum program, there's two major projects. One of it is the cultural exchange. The other is a group study. During the group study, we were divided into three groups. And basically, for my batch, we come up with three projects. First one, to help solve the aging population in Suzuka circuit. In Suzuka.
The circuit.
Not the circuit, but in Suzuka. We do research, we do ground research, we compile all the statistical evidence, we make recommendations, and we propose that to the mayor of Suzuka.
Wow.
The second project, we sort of come up with a project to arrest child prostitution in Cambodia. How are we going to break the taboo? How are we going to research into that taboo? And then how are we going to help those people educate the people there about child prostitution? And we propose that to the embassies.
Wow.
And lastly, we have another project on child malnutrition in Waikanabu, Indonesia. So the project went on to educate the mothers about child nutrition and teach them about breastfeedings and nutrition for the children. So it's very wide.
It's very diverse.
It's very diverse. It's
totally something out of your comfort zone.
Exactly.
Wakanabu, right? Who knew?
Exactly.
Okay. BFM 89.9, I speak to Hu Chi Minh and Cheryl Tay, alumni of EATS Forum, in our Aiming for Alpha segment on BFM 89.9. Now, I'm very keen to apply, but apparently I don't qualify anymore.
So I'm so sorry for you.
Why didn't I know about this earlier? So any tips on how they should fill the application?
You know, the application is one of the most unique things because it's not an academic program that will see how many certificates you already have. It looks at you know, a person, the experience you've had, the opportunities you haven't had, and you just have to be yourself when you apply it. In the application form, you have to write a small essay, and there's questions to guide you. You know, it's basically asking you, like, how would you convince your boss to let you go on this program and take 2 months off work, right? And it's like, what do you think you'll gain from this program, you know? And based on where you are now, where do you think you'd be if you attended the program? So there's not really any tricks or any way to make it more appealing. It's just to be we're just saying, is to be yourself. And, you know, because what the interviewers will look at is about you, how the program will benefit you, and what the value will add to your personal growth and life and career, and also what you can bring to the table to share with the other participants.
Okay. And you, Chimin, anything to add for that? Any tips?
Like what Cheryl have mentioned, you should... there's not really a tips. Just be yourself. Mm-hmm. Because what I find out, the most interesting part of this program is that it's not the seminar, the group study, the lectures they're going to teach you anything. It's your experience and your fellow participants' experience and the exchange that you have, that you gain the knowledge. Therefore, when you apply, just be yourself. Tell what you are, what you know, what you can contribute, and what you can best learn from this EATS Forum Leadership Program.
Okay, with Malaysia playing in the global arena, as all countries should be, do you feel that this program will really help position Malaysians to be more broad-minded and how that will help them?
Oh, definitely, you know. Just beyond our own shores, you know, it helps. You're going to immerse yourself, basically, in a totally different culture, and you're going to, like, build such strong bonds with your fellow ASEANs. So we become a stronger ASEAN through this program. And they also have cultural exchange with other countries like Brazil, because these are residents in Suzuka. They have a program there as well. And so you also have exchange with other people from other parts of the world, which chances of you meeting them here are quite low. So definitely your thinking will be very much, much broader. And I think an open mind will come with it. You know, you will also probably garner an interest in things beyond our boundaries as well.
Like malnutrition in Wakanobu.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, final question. How and where can people apply?
Okay. You can download the application forms from the website, which is IATSSFORUM, which is EATS Forum, .jp, which is for Japan. And it'll be in Japanese, but there's a little thing on the right-hand corner that will say English. And so click on that, and then you'll get to another page, which will be in English, and you'll see a little sign that says application. And the application closing date is the 30th of April.
Right, so you've got 15 days to act on this.
You've got 15 days to download the forms, write the essay, and get your employer's endorsement on it as well.
All right, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Rita.
Thank you.
BFM 89.9, I've been speaking to Hu Chi Minh and Cheryl Tay, alumni of EATS Forum, in our Aiming for Alpha segment.
BFM 89.9, the business station.